Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club at 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith. I'm in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house. They fucked off for the afternoon, and I'm joined by my mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James. How are you, buddy? You are?
Jacob, I am soaring on a sugar rush right now, but still, I would love to dive back into this filthy, filthy little magazine with you. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, mate. I'm very well. I'm on the home stretch of Adelaide.
Very well. He always says he's very well, despite the fact every morning we wake up at this festival and he's in tears. But it's always, I'm very well.
I'm very well.
Brave face. That's what Dad would have wanted, isn't it?
He's still here. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you guys don't talk to each other.
No, that's true. I'm good. I'm all right. Having a good day today, and it's because there's only a handful of days left in this festival.
We're definitely on the home stretch at this point.
Have you noticed I've got a hot streak on nailing the intro lately? Because I just remember reciting the previous ones. Anyways, I'm very proud of myself. I did fuck this one up on the last word and the resulting sentences. Now, we've got a guest this week, Peter.
Do we have a guest?
Yes, tell me.
Oh, well, I'd love to bring a little guest into the shed. This Please. Little naughty boy is so goddamn naughty, but he's so excited to come and peruse some softcore 1990s Australiana pornography with us, as he is prone to do on his days off at this festival. But he is joining us today. Kel Balnaves, how are you, mate?
Hello, gents. Like, nice to be in the shed.
Yeah?
Yep. Spent a bit of time in sheds over my life. Not usually doing this, but sheds are for all things.
You're probably, I would say, out of everyone we've had on the show,
the most shed-worthy.
I was going to say the most like a dad character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take that. The bloke that's actually the furthest from being a dad at the moment, but the most dad worthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the most useful with your hands.
Yeah, like your pronoun, shed slash garage. Like
that is, yeah.
You're
that's
all
great.
Shed.
Yeah, my pronoun is shed, yeah.
4/wheel drive.
It's annoying filling out forms. Like, is it missed it? No, it's shed. No. Shed Balnaves is my name.
Please, Shed Balnaves is my father.
Yeah, run me through it, because anyone that hasn't seen me before, I'm actually the least smutty person on a stage.
You've never had sex, I'm assuming.
No, not on a stage. No. So just quickly run me through it, because this will be fun.
Right.
So basically, because comedy's going really well for Jake, he's doing some labouring. Mm-hmm. And I'm also doing the labouring as well, but we don't have to get into that. He found a bunch of 1990s Australian pornography in this dead man's house. He took it.
Was the bloke dead before?
Yeah, he was dead. Yeah,
okay, that's okay.
It was doing like a dump run. So it was all to go to the dump.
Oh.
And I was just dumping this all in the recycling, and I pinched a few out because I thought this would be funny. Maybe I can sell them. I don't know. And I found them, and we started reading through The Picture. There's three of The Picture magazines, and it's the funniest thing I've ever come across.
I wonder if you'll get to the point where you'll see where he died. Where the pages get real clean all of a sudden. And then
super fresh.
Yeah. That's the point. That's where he went.
I don't like to talk about this too much on the podcast, but you know that this has crosswords in it and they're like half filled out.
Oh.
Real weird.
He died from the stress of not being able to get seven down.
Turns out it was stiffy.
See, that's a hard one because you don't know if it's two Fs.
It is a hard one by definition.
Oh, by definition. Oh, wee.
So anyway, he's found the magazine. He called me up. He was reading some of the stuff to me. It was so funny. We decided to start a podcast about it. And we've just been getting a whole bunch of comedians to come and join us and read through the magazine.
Yes.
Now, one of the things we've been asking our guests, and we'll dive into the magazine in a moment, Kel, but one of the things we've been asking everyone is if they remember their first experience with pornography, whether it be print or digital. Do you remember the first time?
It doesn't have to be necessarily a wank. Like, you know, ideally the pre-sedge or the first ever. What's your earliest memory?
I reckon we found some hidden, me and a mate.
Hidden anywhere?
In their parents' house.
I reckon.
So, like, Mags, not that old.
No.
But, yeah, we found those.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's an interesting experience because you're looking at it and you don't really know how to respond when you're that young. You're just kind of like, should we be doing this together or?
It's weird to find something sexual related to your mate's dad. I assume dad. By the way,
sorry, these were shed magazines that we found. It was like,
oh, they were out the back. Definitely.
No, they were about sheds. I just got quite turned on by them. It was like an Olympic Industries catalogue, and I was just like, oh, look at the corrugated iron on that.
Oh, galvanized.
Oh, wow, roller door.
The shed is a notoriously horny place, though, isn't it? Like, I remember having mates up in Cairns where their dads were like motorbike guys. And all the calendars on the wall were like titty calendars and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
They were motorbike guys.
No, they were humans. They liked motorbikes. Fuck, this is a weird Transformer style episode we've decided to go with today.
I'm really happy with the direction this is going.
But yeah, so that's did you guys talk? Did you have a look or did you put it away?
The funny thing was it would have been like either a weekend or school holidays or something, and I think we found them, had a bit of a look, and then put them away, and then just kept going back to them.
Yeah.
Just kept going. I was like, I'll have another look at those, man.
have a look.
When you're a kid and you're doing something naughty, you feel like if you do it in short spurts, it's less naughty somehow.
That's right.
Like, if you sit down and sit and, like, flick through for 20 minutes, that feels wrong.
Yeah.
But if you go, wah!
And then run away. Yeah.
They had the sensor stickers on them, too.
Oh, remember really?
Those? If you remember those, they were supposed to be there. They'd just be these stickers.
And you could remove the
stickers? Well, you'd try to, but someone tried to and just torn
the mud off
up.
The four-shiller.
Yeah. And then you've got this little dismembered mud. You're going to try to get it off so you can just look at it without it.
Looking at a mud by itself, no woman, very strange behaviour.
I guess that's the early 90s equivalent of the old downloading on dial-up internet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bit torn and you got
to
put it back
together. Scratch
away
like a scratch card.
Yeah.
So this one, this week, Kel, this is a recurring feature they have. It's called My Funny as Fuck. And like a lot of this magazine, it's reader-submitted. We found out that even though this is a pornographic magazine, it's only about 20% pornographic. The rest is just bullshit tabloid articles or reader-submitted nonsense.
Yep.
So obviously, this one here, actually, I'll give you the description they provide. It says, if you've had a really funny, weird, crazy, or oddball route that you'll never forget, we want to hear from you. Send us a blow-by-blow account of your comical copulation, and if we piss ourselves and publish it, we'll post you
$50. $50.
$50. Mm. Make it about 300 words long and send it to myfunniestone at the picture, GPO Box 5201, Sydney, New South Wales. So it's reader submitted, and in the past, it's just been, well, funny stories. Hey, this time we got caught, or here's the irony, or I was getting my dick sucked on the job, or something like that.
Yep.
So now there's three in here, and I reckon we might take turns reading them out. Peter, actually, do you want to start? I normally start. Do you want to do Out of the Closet here?
Yeah, I'd love to.
The top one here.
Yep, no worries. All my fucks are funny, by the way.
But the people listening obviously can't see this, but on the back of what we're reading is actually a bunch of cars, and I kind of want to look at that.
Well, there's a
wheel life.
There's an XF Falcon doing a burnout.
Hey, eat all your vegetables first before we get to dessert, all right? You're going to have to get through this sex stuff.
Wow, there really is shed gear there.
Every time you make a funny joke, I'll give you a little look.
Okay.
Okay, we're diving into the serious stuff, Kel. Here we go. Out of the closet. When I was about 16, I bought a bottle of this new glow-in-the-dark paint on the market. I invited some friends to try it out, and two boys and two girls came over. That's the right amount.
That's good.
There we go.
I know.
What do you mean the right?
Yeah. We decided to go into the cupboard to see how it worked.
So it's paint.
Paint.
Oh, no. Okay. It's glow-in-the-dark paint.
Right.
So they go into the cupboard, so it's because it's dark.
Yeah.
But you could also just turn the light off in any room.
Exactly, yeah.
They're 16. You know, you're not smart enough to know how light and dark works.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick this apart unnecessarily, but boys, I got some paint. You want to come over?
I just want to try this glow-in-the-dark paint out. Yeah. Like, the manufacturers didn't test it either.
I'm going to need a hand turning the lights out.
Can you shut me in this closet?
So, you know...
If it's good, I'll be able to get out again. If it works well.
Spin me around. I can't find the handle. Dip the brush in. Hello. I'm out.
Yeah, shine your cock over here. On the door handle. So shine your knob here. I can find that knob.
So they're in the cupboard trying to see how it works. As it was my place, I said I wanted to go into the cupboard with one girl by myself. This, all the paint thing feels like a big elaborate ruse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just to get things kicking off. But anyway, we'll follow the narrative.
I've got a new microwave. Do you want to suck my cock and see what happens? Brand new vacuum cleaner. Give us a wristy.
New closet. / room. / shed.
6 degrees of separation. Go on.
All compasses point. And the other two girls could go in another cupboard. Oh, the other two boys could go in another cupboard with the other girl. So
it was a co-ed cupboard.
How many fucking cupboards has this cunt got?
Mate, he's got one room, six cupboards. It's a small studio apartment.
Yeah.
Mark and John agreed on condition they got in... Fuck, sorry. Mark and John agreed on condition they got to go in with Sue, a real stunner, and I had to go with Jenny, who was also very good looking. I agreed and put some paint on my face. God, we'll fucking do anything, won't we? We will do anything.
I like the idea of spritzing up. You know, when you just see in the movies, they do the breath spray. Oh, Sheila comes in, like, you know, freshen up all of it. This dude's just going. Yeah. Put a bit of blowing blood, paint on my face so she can feel like she's fucking the moon.
I agreed to put some paint on my face, hands, and as a joke, on my, would anyone like to guess?
Where else did he put the paint?
On his gooch.
No, not in his gooch.
No, it'd be a tockly.
Come on, think. No, I hear that he hasn't used the word tockly. I'm looking for the word.
Cock.
Cock.
Okay.
We
were looking to not state the obvious, but there we go.
I wanted you to say it. No, look.
How do you reckon he put it on there?
I'd just put it on the ground and do a big squat.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it a squat? It wasn't a brush involved.
Dipstick.
You should use a roller. It's a nice spinach. Or you could get a spray unit. I wonder if he's got an air compressor in his closet.
Fuck, you're not a character actor.
Nah. Oh, look, it's got an orange peel on it. You didn't flash it off properly. Bit of gear for the spray painters out there listening.
So, as soon as I pulled my cock out...
Oh, there you go. That answers the question.
Yeah. Instead of screaming... Jenny grabbed it. He said that like it was a surprise. Like he was expecting a poor reception. Oh, thank God. She's all right with that.
Oh, she's fine with sexual assault.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm just going to pull my cock out.
No, she likes paint. It turned rock hard. And Jenny said she wouldn't take it in her mouth because of the paint on it. Oh, that backfired.
I think she might be onto something there. I mean, it was alarming enough that the guy just went, yes, it's paint, don't know what's in this at all. Especially when it glows in the dark. I'll just whack that on me privates. And then you're, oh, why won't she put it in her mouth?
Fucking fresh paint on it, bruh.
She's like, I'll do it, but I'm waiting for it to dry. I'm not going now. I'll give it 20.
Did he hang one of those little wet paint signs?
Yeah. Some little shit kid fucking comes and puts his hand on it. Oh, you fucking ruined it.
And now I have to go to prison.
I didn't do it. It turned rock hard and Jenny said she wouldn't take it in her mouth because of the paint on it. But she'd like to feel... Oh.
Go on.
I'm so sorry, mate.
That's all right.
But she'd like to feel a painted cock in her pussy. How do we all feel about that?
Sometimes they're asking for the UTI. Honestly, that is insane. I'm not going to suck it, but whack it up the jar.
Yeah.
See what happens.
And I can't imagine it's going to feel that different.
No.
You know, it doesn't really have a good paint job. You should barely notice ripples at all.
That's right.
It should just be smooth, right?
Look at the 1,000-yard stare and kill now that we're talking about sex.
I'm just
getting all shy.
I'm just also very worried for the chemicals that she's just decided to...
Kel's trying to think of his favourite lawnmower. Oh, take me back.
Have another look at those cars in the back.
Victor.
So we were soon both naked and licking. Oh, so he was, he just pulled his, he didn't get naked to do the paint. That's, you're going to ruin your clothes.
Yeah.
We were soon both naked and licking and kissing
each other. If
the lights off. Yeah. We were soon both naked and licking and kissing each other all over. Jenny got on top of me and helped me inside her fantastic fanny. Chuck her in the Fantastic Four. We were going at it, hammer and tongs, but I must have been making a lot of noise.
Such a great phrase.
I love it.
Hammer and tongs.
So dated, isn't it?
We must have been making a lot of noise, because next thing we knew, the cupboard door was pulled open by the others and we both sprawled on the floor.
And they went, no, shut it again, it's easier to see us.
You could see the paint on Jenny's boobs. And we quickly got dressed and everyone left. After our embarrassment, I just think that's a really funny sentence. It's not like, just like, it's not vulgar at all, really. It's just so you can see the paint on her boobs. That's like really childish.
Yeah.
To go from put my cock in your pussy to I can see paint on your boobs
is yeah.
quite a funny little transition very quickly.
And then everyone left.
Yeah.
I saw it and everyone just went, and just walked out.
Then we left and rang the poisons information hotline.
They should have flipped that. It should have been like, there was paint on her boobs and then we did all the cock pussy stuff.
Yeah.
You went to too soft later. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. That has some structural issues, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, advertiser would give that maybe 2.5 stars.
Every My Funniest Fuck story should have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And apparently some fucking paint.
After our embarrassment died down, me and Jenny ended up spending a lot of time testing that glow-in-the-dark paint. And that's the end.
Do you reckon that's a euphemism for doing roots?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, that was unhinged.
So I think what we learned from that is that people are pretty lax with paint, aren't they? They're just sort of, yeah.
Oh, man, times have changed a lot.
I have. Glow-in-the-dark paint. I'm just trying to... Is that a euphemism for something else?
I wonder if it's glow-in-the-dark lubricant, but even now they do have the lubricant, the glow-in-the-dark lube, the Ancel one, on the Lifestyles. And it has on... It's like it's the tube that glows in the dark.
Oh, right.
Because it's making very clear, it's like the lube does not glow, the tube does, so presumably you could see it when the lights are off in the boudoir, right? Yeah. But I couldn't. The idea of anything being luminescent, I should say, on the genitals, no good.
Nah.
Yeah, well, just to clarify, it's definitely not lube, it's definitely paint, because there is a paintbrush in the picture, so I'll just describe the cartoon to you really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a paintbrush in the picture, it's all pink, it's got them doing a root, so they're both naked.
Yeah.
And they've reference the hammer and tongs thing. So she's holding a hammer.
Yeah.
And he's got he's got tongs and he's just kind of pulling a right tit off her chest with the tongs.
Yeah, right.
Right, so, you know, how sex works.
Quick
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but just the way you've described that, it's a fairly big set of tongs and he's got the whole boob in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a horrifying cartoon, to be honest. There's also a cat that's covered in paint.
Which never got mentioned.
No. And the cat looks like it's, like, drunk. And there's also a whole pile of, like, bones and a couple of prawns.
Why? The cat never got a mention? I reckon the cat got cut from the story. I reckon... Because that's way too specific.
Oh, and there's been like a miscommunication between
the picture,
the writer and the
artist got done.
Cartoonist.
The cartoonist did it first, and then so I almost said the artist to start with. Sorry, the cunt that drew this, not a fucking artist.
Also, they've labelled the hammer and tongs in case we didn't know what hammer and tongs were.
There's 100% strike rate with anyone who reads this magazine knows what a hammer is, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Lovely stuff.
Do you feel horny now?
They've got getting there. They've gone pink paint instead of what you would usually assume would be green.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark.
Yeah, generally.
For sure. So anyway, that's from PG in New South Wales, and I think it was very MA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll take the next one here, if that's all right.
Absolutely. We'll would you like to give Kel horny and high or no drain, no gain?
No drain, no gain for Kel, so I'll do
all right,
horny
well,
and high.
You do horny and high. All on right. The bottom right there, sir.
Now, it says here, my fiancé at the time and I were flying to Queensland for a holiday.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I've come. Queensland.
Woo!
Eight
in a row! Hey Siri, play Powderfinger. Now, we were drinking quite a bit because of the excitement of our first holiday together. Sorry, you've engaged her without ever taking her away. You're a piece of shit. So, excitement of our first holiday together and soon became rather horny. With 2 hours remaining on the flight, Hold on.
They've come from WA then.
Or they're saying from New South Wales.
2 hours left on the... What do they take? A little bloody...
The flights are only 90 minutes.
A Cessna.
Where are they going in Queensland from New South Wales?
Well, to Queensland for a holiday. So they could be gone...
They might be going to Cairns.
They might be going to Cairns. In which case, that's only a 2.5 hour flight though. Yeah, so they're okay.
So the seatbelts have just come off. And
yeah, seatbelts literally just come off, all right?
Yep.
With 2 hours remaining on the flight and both of us feeling hot, we decide to investigate the restrooms at the rear of the aircraft. It says, as we staggered down the aisle, we were giggling enough to cause some attention. They would have been pissed as fuck. Upon locking the door, we both undressed and fondled each other's rude bits.
God. Fucking hell.
Married, and they're just pissed idiots. It says, I sat on the toilet, and my very horny wife-to-be sat on my hot rod.
That'd be his dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Not a natural hot rod.
No.
Not a car. No, no.
No, no.
Just in case you got confused.
No. Well, I mean, still getting over the paint story.
Yeah.
Kel's just like, I get fucking 23 kilos of carry-on. These cunts have a fucking car on the plane.
We don't think we made too much noise, but I'm sure we gave ourselves away upon returning to our seats. Our faces were red. Oh, they put paint
on. And there was 40 minutes left of the flight.
Our faces were red, our clothes scrunched up, and I had a rather wet patch on the front of my pants.
Oh.
That'd be cum, I reckon.
Yeah.
Or bit of piss.
Oh, God, Jacob.
It's only two things. White cum. Yellow piss. That's like how I remember. Now, sorry.
God, you're fucking such a filthy little worm.
What?
That's no, word. Keep reading.
That's what I've got. That's what I've got up on the toilet. Just behind there's a little chart. Oh, that's piss. Thank God.
Get know confused. Your fluids.
Brown, shit.
Yeah.
Blood, red.
Green, paint.
Okay, it was our only flying fuck and we still laugh about it now.
Did they give anything about it?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Tongs. Very good.
Here we go.
We're giving it.
Well, that was rather anticlimactic. They just had sex in an airplane.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Yeah, they really padded that out,
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
they?
They really did. All right, let's go no drain, no gain for you, Kel. And okay. We're rounding out very nicely with the time.
No worries. No drain, no gain.
Now, do you reckon this is going to be about drains or the verb drain, to be drained, to ejaculate?
I'm going to say the verb.
I reckon it might be both.
Anyway, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Okay. I was 16 and she was my first root. We were wagon school one day and I was the only one with a push bike. I had to double her wherever we went. I think that means donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where she's on the handlebars?
Or dinking. Yeah, dinking. Yeah,
dinky
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this is fucking hilarious hearing this, like it's you. That's such a saying.
I was 16. I was only 16. After about half an hour of sitting on the crossbar, that handlebars? Oh, the crossbar. Okay, yeah. Half an hour. She's done well there. She started looking at me as if she was horny, and boy, was I right. I just like there's a comma there, and boy, was I right. She told me to stop the bike and follow her on foot into a huge water drain.
Oh, don't play in pops and drains, but...
All right.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Just so you know, this... person is from Queensland, so it could be a fairly sizable drain.
Okay. Fucking love you, cunt. Go on.
It's not a South Australian drain. It's dry. Hell, it's dry down here. That'd just be the gutter on the road. Now, at that point, my Tockley was getting stiff. Christ, I've never heard that.
Have you heard that, Tockley?
No.
Yeah. Means your penis if you haven't worked that out.
Yeah, it's also run the T into the O, so it kind of... Anyway.
Yeah.
Once inside the drain... See, that just... Okay. Once inside the drain, she tripped me over and jumped on top of me and started pulling my pants down.
Sorry, imagine that. Just ankle tapping. Ankle tapping, telling me about the root. Oh, come on, so... Whoop! Clumsy fuck.
You're taking too long.
Oh, fuck.
Tripped him over, then pulled his dacks down. Could have done that in one hit. Just pulled the dacks down, he would have fallen over.
Gave me a moment.
Work harder, not smarter. Oh, work smarter, not harder. Yeah.
Yeah, so I gave her a fucking wedgie. It was an Indian burn. A couple of wet willies. Go on, sorry.
Next thing, I was sucking and licking a big hairy smoo.
Oh, you look so embarrassed. Sucking, you look so uncomfortable to be here. Girl, you look so uncomfortable. I love this.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take a picture for just our album.
Okay.
Sucking and licking. Just
a big hairy spoon.
Oh, that's
after
so
that, we did it doggy style, then had normal sex.
He's just doing doggy style, thinking, fuck, this is a bit out there.
Man, I love that. I remember when doggy was like, ooh, from behind. Yeah, doggy, then we just did normal, which is violent missionary.
Just did normal. This is getting a bit. It's getting a bit out of hand,
mate. If he could see us now,
I want to just cool the jets a bit.
It's getting very European, love, very quickly. Let's go back to the bread and butter.
This went on for another 20 minutes until she climaxed with 3 great moans, and then just in case we didn't get it, it says it again in big red letters. After that, I never wanted to go back to school, and I never saw her again.
Wait, don't they go to the same school?
Yeah, that's very... Okay.
Is she okay?
She's still in the drain.
She haunts these drains.
The 3 great moans, I reckon, was her as she went under the stormwater. Like, oh, that's a big cum she's done. No, she's dead, bros.
She's trying to breathe. She was my first and best fuck ever. The others were nowhere near as good. Yeah, because you did things like used bedrooms and easements.
Sorry,
he's
obviously an adult writing this. I would still find having on your pedestal, like, I know it's legal at the time, but putting the 16-year-old root on the pedestal, be like, never be as good as that time I rooted a 16-year-old in the drain. You'd be like, ah, that's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's just a real weird trophy. Anyway, go on, sorry.
Had a bit of fun in a drain.
Nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of things wrong with it. Probably illegal.
That's why Pennywise is smiling. You know, we all come down here.
This is Stephen King's tit.
Not as. She was my first and best. Not as good as when I was 18 and we did it in a water tank.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very
the
good.
The next best one was when he coated himself in paint. Went in the cupboard.
We were 23. It was a big bin.
Fuck me. Very good.
Go on. Give him a look at the cars.
Go on.
Fuck me.
Let's
come
have
on.
A little look. Have a little look.
Have a squiz. He's done it. He's done it well.
See if we can quickly. What's the go with these cars?
Read Pussy Magnet. Read the one down there. We right never out. Normally read the car ones out because
yeah, well,
it's so
I'm
visual.
I'm the man to read these out. Okay, right. Here we go. Pussy Magnet. So it's an XF Falcon S-Pack. Ooh. Oh, how the girls who hung out at the Sandy Bay Beach in Hobart from 1983 to 86 will remember this thundering beast. What a pussy magnet. This car got my brother and I 6 different routes in as many nights once. What, together? Okay.
Is that collective?
That's the year my missus left me.
Brilliant.
Oh. The only problem I had with the car were the cum stain seats. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Grant Mundy. Imagine as someone, Dale Taz.
As someone that bought a retired juicy backpacker caravan.
Do you know how many cums have been done in your car? Have you ever thought about that?
Heaps. But I just want to say it's not something to be ashamed of, mate.
You still got that Corolla?
Yeah, I got a Corolla. Yeah. But now I got
that
a
fucking death trap.
Customer as well.
That thing needs to be driven off a cliff.
It was fine. He just had the overdrive off for ages.
What's the overdrive?
It's the
that's what I said.
It's like when you want to, it kicks it back a gear, and he had it turned off, so it was just revving heaps high.
Oh, right.
And I went and stayed with him. I was like, you know that does, if you push that button, it'll change down.
Oh, the little thing. Oh, yeah, you're an idiot.
Like, are you sure it's not supposed to idle at 5,000 revs?
Oh, I was singing when we were going up.
Just a 98 Corolla just screaming down the highway.
La, 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 la.
Here's a Corolla for you. My friends used to call me the maniac in this car. A 1971 Toyota Coupe and my first car.
I used to cover my dick in paint. Real maniac.
I drove it into a drain. I kept it looking stock standard, but it went through a full set of tyres every month. I named it Old Faithful. What's that got to do with anything else in this magazine? That was shit. I'm disappointed for reading that.
All right. Oh, sorry about that. Well, thank you very much, Kel. I appreciate you being a part of this.
I had a good time, despite how uncomfortable I probably looked at one point.
You did look very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He just kept doing a cartoonish pull out the collar thing.
Just looking for any drain that I could jump down.
Lovely stuff, Kel. Now, we're in Adelaide. You're an Adelaide local.
I am, yeah.
Is there anything that our listeners, if they're in Adelaide, can see you do, where they can follow you or find
I'd
you?
I'd love
or...
a follow, yeah. If they just look Kel Balnaves, if they look that up. Because yep. I get it all around the country. I love coming up to Queensland. Yep. So I'll tour around. So if they jump on, follow me on there, I'll announce all my shows where I'm going around the country and whatnot.
100%.
Yep. So just follow me on there. There's dumb videos. Not much. I'll put a bit of shed action up there if I like.
Yeah. Great.
Double carport or something. Just to keep them interested.
And if you're Adelaide based as well, Kel, be sure to tell people when you're heading up to Brisbane, because it is like about 2.5 hour flight.
Yeah.
From Adelaide. So you got plenty of time to bonk him in the toilets.
Dude, yeah.
And he loves bonking. He loves bonking sky high. Kel Balnaves. Notorious.
Do. Especially if there's... Because sometimes the lights go out in the toilet, so I always like to have a bit of the paint in there, just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real callback heavy episode, this one.
Yeah.
Now, Cairns listeners, you can go to Laughing Heart Comedy every Monday night in Three Wolves. It's a very good show. There's also a charity fundraiser for Nick Kappa to donate some money to his battle with testicular cancer. That's on Sunday, April 3rd at Source Brewing Co. in Cairns. Please do come along to that. I'm hosting it and it'll be a very good time.
Yeah, and you're doing one as well in Brisbane on the 2nd.
Oh, yes, the night before. Going
so
back
if you're
to
in
back
Brisbane,
to back.
Go and see Go Nuts for Kappa on April 2nd at Good Chat Comedy Club. All proceeds go towards the great man. Get him back on track.
He's terrible with cash.
Yeah.
I think we'll give him a pass, the poor bastard.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, when he told me, I'm like, oh man, this couldn't happen to a worse person. The money, you're broke generally. So it is a really good cause and he's a good friend, so please do support him. Go on, Peter, why don't you tell them what I've got going on?
Baldness, man. So baldness, really a bad thing. No, yeah. Good Chat Comedy Club every single Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Brisbane.
You've got a race about to start too, surely, on the dogs.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kel. I have never, ever played the dogs. I think greyhound racing is abhorrent.
I'd never played the dogs until I saw Jake the other night and he said, "Oi, Kel, do you bet on the dogs?" And I was like, "No." He said, "You fucking do now."
And I did. Just turn the phone around. You're on race two at Cannington, gun. Cross your fingers. It's the funniest thing to do.
It ran shit too. Anyway.
Every time I hear people are like, "Oh, do you play the dogs?" I'm like, in this instance, yes, because it's the funniest thing to just flip it around at like 11 p.m. at night and just shove the dogs in someone's face. Real weird character trait.
Yeah,
anyways.
So be sure to go and spend your money at Good Chat Comedy Club because it all goes back into the club.
Woof, woof. All right, signing off. Thanks for joining us. See you next week. Hooray.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.